Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot of Possenmore Animal Shelter about holiday pet adoption.
A lot of people think great Christmas presents are sometimes animals, puppies, kittens, stuff like that. What are some of the options that are going on right now for adoption?
Well, we have a wide range of cats and dogs available for adoption. We actually had just finished our promotion, I guess, for the year for our reduced adoption fees, but we still have tons of animals available, and the adoption fee is really affordable. I mean, $100 is the adoption fee for a cat, and that covers their spay or neuter, all their vaccinations. We do internal, external parasite treatment. That also covers their microchip and the registration, and so there's a lot of medical that is done with these guys. They get pre-screened with our veterinarians that we work with. And so even though $100 adoption fee, you know, that's still very affordable for getting really a fully vetted animal. Our dogs, a female dog is $150, and then the boy dogs are $130. And the difference in that cost is just our surgery pricing had increased a little, and it costs a lot more to spay a female than it does to neuter a male. And so that's really the only difference. But the dogs, we heartworm test all of our dogs. They all have internal, external parasite treatment. They're microchipped as well and vaccinated, and the, you know, pet owners get a full medical summary report for their veterinarian of everything that we've done. And with Christmas, we always want people to remember that giving a pet as a gift is not necessarily always the best idea. You know, we really think it's important for everybody in the family to meet that animal. And maybe you've got a grandmother or an aunt that you just know would love a particular kitty that maybe you fell in love with, but you know, maybe your aunt or grandmother wouldn't have fallen in love with a different cat. So it's important that if it's going to be a gift, that it's not necessarily a surprise gift. We do see a certain percent of animals returned after the holidays that were given in such a manner where the people didn't meet the pet first before they received it.
If a family comes in to Possenmore and says, we are looking for our next family member, we want to make a Christmas present for all of us, what would you recommend for them?
Well, at least that, you know, the adults in the home are in agreement. You know, if they've got, maybe there's a couple children they want it to be a surprise for, that, you know, that's absolutely understandable. But that they have time for the animal, that they have the resources to take care of that animal, thinking about annual veterinary expenses and just general supplies, you know, cat litter or food, or for a dog, you know, leashes and collars and harnesses. And especially with dogs, you know, we have a local wonderful dog trainer named Carmen Rea who works at the shelter. But if you would need training advice in the future, just really looking at the overall expense that goes along with the animal and the time commitment that should go into having an animal to make sure you have a well-adjusted, happy family member that you're bringing in.
Would you say that you've been busier around this time than you are normally, or it seems like there's been an influx of adoptions over the last couple weeks? Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, this year has been, this might be our best year yet for adoptions. We have had a tremendous amount. During our holiday open house, we had 8 adoptions, and then just past Saturday, we had, I think, 6 animals go home in one day, which was wonderful. So people are definitely in the spirit of adoption and thinking about, you know, bringing another pet into their home, which is so wonderful because we had talked about this in a different segment, but with the cold weather also comes an increase in our population. You know, people may have been feeding that kitty for the whole summer and fall, but now that winter's here, they really want to bring that animal in. And so we get hit really hard with lots of animals. Just the other day, we took in 8 cats, you know, in a matter of 3 hours. So,
wow.
You know, it's one of those things where they're coming in at a high rate. So it's wonderful to see them get adopted at a fast pace too. So yeah, we've had a great amount of adoptions.
Do you anticipate any further, like, you know, maybe belated Christmas adoptions, or what are you anticipating for next week?
You know, I hope so. And that's a good point to bring up. You know, a lot of people, they want to get a pet for the holiday and they're in the giving spirit and thinking of adoption, and they maybe have a busy holiday schedule. And so a lot of families want to adopt, but they're going to wait until after the first of the year when things settle down and they're not going to be gone. And so, yes, we should continue to see hopefully an increased amount of adoptions and people still wanting to come out after the holiday madness has settled down for some people, because a lot of people go on, you know, extended trips, or they're gone, or they've got tons of family and visitors. And so if you're going to have a busy household, that's not necessarily ideal to bring a new pet into that either when your schedule is going to be disrupted.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about adopting pets around this time of year?
just to hopefully come out and visit us. And even if you're not thinking about adoption, but, you know, maybe you're slightly considering it, or you've got a family member that wants to, you know, just don't hesitate to just stop out and visit us. A lot of people are surprised about what the animal shelter experience is like. And we've got wonderful colony cages in our adoption room for families to go in and just visit. And, you know, and if you can't adopt, then please just come out and volunteer and come pet that cat for half an hour if you would like to. The more they get interacted with and socialized, the better they are, and we sure appreciate the visitors too, and maybe the experience will change your mind. So animal shelters are very different, and we're very proud of our shelter and that we try to have a warm, welcoming atmosphere for everyone. So we would just love everybody to come out and visit.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Amber Talbot. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.